the grant funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The State Department of Natural Resources shared details about the program with a study group last week. The DNR's Olivia Frommiller says one goal is to promote cooperation with replacement projects as some homeowners oppose removal of their lead lines.
We're hoping that by having that, you know, face-to-face outreach, you can kind of overcome those hurdles.
The agency says people often don't understand the risks of lead and voice concerns about service disruption. An attorney for a coalition of municipal water systems in Wisconsin says replacing lead lines can also be expensive for private property owners. The DNR has previously said it may cost up to $1 billion to replace hundreds of thousands of private lead lines in the state. Danielle Pating, Wisconsin Public Radio.